Undergraduate minority enrollment at the university system's flagship campus in Madison is below 15%. In a pending case against the University of Texas, the Supreme Court could rule to prevent universities from using race or ethnicity as a factor in their admissions policies. The keynote speaker at a diversity forum in Madison last week, Harvard Law professor Lanny Guinier, says that would threaten the ability of universities to produce the problem solvers the country needs.
What we need to do is to use the experience of those who've been left out as the basis for rethinking the way in which we are teaching everyone, because what we ultimately want is a diverse group of problem solvers who are not only leaders but collaborators.
It's not clear how a court ruling restricting minority student admission would affect diversity at UW-Madison, but Native American Student Services Coordinator Aaron Birdbear says the UW will have to change more than its admissions policy if it wants a student body that includes more American Indians and other minorities.
We have these essential learning outcomes for freshmen, all freshmen, but the developmental needs of ethnic and racial groups is far different than the general population. And we don't have a clearly articulated essential learning outcomes and goals for the different racial and ethnic groups.
Birdbear says until universities respond to those different needs and goals, minority student populations will likely remain small. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.